Welcome to Best Life University. I'm Dr. Lynn Brown, a counselor and educator. In this podcast, I discuss a myriad of topics related to the five dimensions of personal growth: mental, social, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Thank you so much for listening. Today's topic is perfectionism. Perfectionism is not the pursuit of excellence. Perfectionists do not get genuine pleasure from striving to meet high standards. And perfectionism is not healthy. Perfectionist standards are so high they go beyond reach and are not reasonable. They set impossible goals for themselves. Their drive to excel is self-defeating. Research has found that perfectionists are vulnerable to some serious mood disorders. They tend to suffer from depression, performance anxiety, test anxiety, social anxiety, writer's block, and obsessive-compulsive illness. They respond to perceived failure or inadequacy with a loss of self-esteem that can trigger severe depression and anxiety. Many perfectionists are plagued by loneliness and disturbed personal relationships. This is common because they fear and anticipate rejection. Perfectionists are convinced they will be judged to be imperfect, and this will automatically result in rejection. They believe others' standards are as excessively high as their own. Because of this anticipation, they tend to react defensively to criticism, which causes others frustration and alienation. So perfectionists bring on the anticipated outcome by their own actions. This reinforces the irrational belief that they must be perfect to be accepted. Disclosure phobia is also common among perfectionists. This resistance to sharing inner thoughts and feelings keeps others at an emotional distance, and their tendency to apply their excessively high standards to others leads to disappointment in others. Perfectionists commonly exhibit three mental distortions that are non-productive for effectively dealing with living. The most common distortion is all or nothing thinking. Perfectionists see everything in a dichotomous manner. To them, everything is either good or bad, right or wrong, black or white. There are no shades of gray. When it comes to goals, they see themselves as either succeeding, doing it perfectly, or failing, with no room for deviations. And since no one is perfect, this type of thinking always results in quitting long before the goal is reached. The second distortion found in perfectionists is overgeneralizations. They come to the conclusion that a negative event will repeat itself endlessly. When they deviate from their intended path, they tell themselves things like, "I'm always cheating, I always mess up, I'll never be able to stop." Overgeneralized thinking leads to a narrow margin of safety. This leads to a narrow road of following the desired path toward a goal and a wide road of not following it, with no median. The third distortion involves should statements. This is an attitude that leaves out self-acceptance. The perfectionist does not attempt to learn from mistakes, is not self-compassionate. Instead, there is self-deprecation. There are standards that are impossible to consistently maintain, and there is no room for taking factors such as experiences and emotional needs into consideration. These make us unable to handle every situation with flawless grace. Instead, there is a continuous pressure of expecting to always do as one should. This attitude creates feelings of frustration and guilt that cause them to not be able to see beyond the error. Perfectionists become trapped by non-productive, self-critical dialogues that lead to depression and negative self-esteem. When a perfectionist starts anything, they feel it is necessary to either be doing it or not doing it, and this is defined in strict terms. The first time the routine is disrupted, the period of sainthood ends, and it is viewed that the opportunity for perfection is lost forever. This then ushers in a period of sin. This is characterized by self-deprecation and guilt. How can you go about changing this perfectionistic habit? The best way is to use the mental distortions. Start by examining your all-or-nothing thinking. Spend some time investigating whether or not the world can be meaningfully evaluated by using this way of thinking. Decide if certain walls are totally clean, if people are totally handsome, beautiful, or ugly. After doing this for a while, you'll see how irrational it is to assume that anything is all one way or another. Then you can begin substituting them with more realistic gray thoughts. Instead of perceiving yourself as a failure because you didn't do something perfectly yesterday, you'll remember that most of the day you did fine. It will take practice to remember to substitute the reasonable thought for the extreme. But eventually you'll catch yourself and make the change. Next, start working on overgeneralizing. Stop yourself whenever you hear yourself use the words always or never when describing yourself and/or your behavior. Little in life is forever, so there's no need to worry that you'll always do whatever it is you're concerned about. The only way it will happen is if you determine it should be so and make a concentrated effort to be sure it happens. Just because you slacked off or failed yesterday doesn't mean you will do it again today. Don't let your past become your future. It doesn't have to be. Third are the should statements. Get rid of all the shoulds and ought tos you can. Very few are valid, and they do not take all the pertinent factors into consideration. You do the best you can with the circumstances you find yourself in. Learn from the experience and move on. One way to effectively make these changes is to keep a daily written record of these self-critical cognitions. Pinpoint the form of mental distortion each contains and substitute a more objective, self-enhancing thought. Be sure to visit our home at bestlife21.org. Thanks. Copyright 2021, Lynn Berenius Brown.